As Nia, your prophecy is a lot like what Israel's was last week, and you're talking about, I've created you for this time and this season for a purpose. You are right where you're supposed to be, just whether now you got freedom of will. You know, you're supposed to be right here, and here this is, and you embrace it. On my morning run, before I start my day, to pray, I have to run, because I can't do it on my knees, I fall back asleep. So I run. But then recently Yahweh said, no, when you get to President Trump and our leaders, you stop and you walk. Then you get back to running. But with this, we're in a season, a very serious season, but not a season that should consume us. You fight, lighten up. Fight, lighten up. Get back over here. You're irritating me. You're so stressed out. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine King David coming back from war? Relax. Yeah, relax. Go kill the Philistines. Come back. Come on. But as I was running, I stopped. And I wasn't going to... I got a communication. Do it right now. I'm like, right now? I got my routine. You got routines? I like to keep my routines, right? Like a cat. Stop right then and right now. And I look. And up in the sky... through the clouds, it looked like a gown shooting through the clouds, which I'm not used to seeing in the morning. I'll see that at evenings and in summer. And then above it, there was like a light, and it looked like a gown. And I'm like, what in the world am I looking at this thing? And it just kind of brought it all back. You know, Yahweh's not stressed out. He wants us to fight. Get in there, do your job. Tell people to wake up and get into it. I had to reprove somebody the other day. Whoa, we're all losing. It's the end of the world. I go, how often do you speak against the Democrat Party? Are you rebuking it? Are you just, I'm not doing anything. You've been given the Ruah, the Spirit. What are you doing with it? And I go, get in. Now, don't get stressed out, though. Speak. But anyway, that's not the teaching. But I was going to go into the teaching. I guess before I go there, I wanted to... you ever had somebody ask you something that was really inconvenient? It's just not the right time to ask for that.
Yep.
You're changing a tire on your car at night and the kids want to know if they got McDonald's. Yeah. It's not a good time. Or whatever. You've been there, somebody asked a request and you're like, and sometimes people ask like that and other people be like, shh, not right now. Just they're having a rough day or a tough day, even right now with what President Trump's going through. Can you imagine calling him going, hey, I was wondering if you're not too busy. Excuse me? This guy says he's not going to take a Christmas break for us. Would it be right for me to impose on him? So hopefully I'm painting a picture. And that makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. A woman's giving birth. Having a baby. Ah! Hey, honey, do you think I can go hunting next year? What? timing. Because Jesus Christ was tortured more than any man had ever been tortured. And before he was tortured, he asked, Father, is there any other way around this? He had remembered, in my opinion, Yahweh condemned Nineveh. 40 days would be wiped out. Something changed.
Yeah.
Jonah, you know, here's, there, with Hezekiah, there's some things. Hezekiah, you're going to die. He turns to the wall. Okay, so Yehoshua was like, is there any other way? There's no other way. Man, he's beaten. He's tortured. He's probably naked. Can you imagine being naked? You think you're going to have clothes on? They humiliate him. In front of his mom, being spat on, the people that said, Hosanna. Crucify him, spitting, and he volunteered to do it. He goes up Calvary. As he finally gets to the top of Calvary, they nail him to a cross. It wouldn't have been a cross, but most likely it would have been a tree. So we do have a cross, but it's a tree, but it would have been nails through his feet, and then through these two bones here, as far as we know, like this. The purpose of it is to asphyxiate you. It's to choke you to death. I mean, not from your veins, but from breathing. So you'll die. But you can't die. And in order to breathe, he has to push up. Did he die when he wanted to?
Yes.
Yes. Could he have died when he wanted to earlier? Edersheim, Alfred Edersheim says, when did he die? Levitical law, or Exodus 12:6, says it specifically says the Passover lamb is to die in between the evenings. When did he die? And then he was explaining that in between the evenings, according to Jewish customs, is from the time the sun begins to decline and its full setting between 3 p.m. and 6. And that's when they would have slaughtered the Passover lamb. Passover, and he was also explaining on Passover, it's like a 4-day event. You select the Passover lamb about 4 days before. And this is where it looks like Jesus Christ has Passover with his friends at the Last Supper. That wasn't Passover. They were going to prepare for Passover, but it does look like that. But now he had to hang on a cross from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. to fulfill it all. Can you imagine?
No.
How far do you walk in the morning?
6 miles.
Do you have to control your thoughts when you start walking in? Yeah, because 6 miles doesn't take care of itself, but you got to go, I can't think about 6 miles. You got to think about something else. Running's the same way. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? What was Yehoshua doing to endure that? Each breath, one more breath. Can you last one more breath? And he did that how many hours until he's watching the sun? That's about right. Okay, Father.
It's
finished. He did it. Before he did it, though, beside him is a criminal. Third day calls him a thief. He's not a thief. He's a criminal. Is there a difference between a bank robber and a child molester?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there a difference between a murderer and a tax evader?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between an illegal alien and fill in the blank? There's a big difference. There's different words. There's a criminal. There are two criminals that are crucified with Jesus Christ. And there are two robbers. And one of the Gospels we're going to read is going to just show two. Both those Greek words are criminals. One of the criminals reviles him. The other criminal says, I know you look really busy, and it doesn't look like this is the best time, being naked and dying in front of your mom. Master, remember me. Or he says, Yehoshua, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Is that a good time to ask a favor?
Probably best time for him.
Yeah. For him?
Yeah, the last time for him.
For him? And who's being tortured more? Jesus Christ or his Father watching him die? What would hurt you more? You dying on a cross or you watching your granddaughter die? You know, man. Watching your son lay down, asking your granddaughter to lay down her life, and she did it for you? Here's Yahweh, and Yahweh did interrupt Peter when Peter says at the Mount of Transfiguration, "Oh, I see Moses and Elijah. Hey, how about I go get a tabernacle?" He goes, "Silence! It's not a good time, Peter. Listen to my son." But in this case, what does Yehoshua do? He turns to him and he goes, "I tell you the truth, this day, comma, with me you shall be in paradise." What kind of heart is that? Do you think if you were dying like that, would you be thinking about other people?
Mm-mm.
Act like you didn't hear anything. Okay, where was I? Oh, he's surviving one more breath. He asked again. Oh, dude, go away. And what's even more so is Yahweh interrupted Peter, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yahweh could have vetoed the whole thing. He said, shut up! Asking for favors. Well, it's the last chance he did, and what did Yahweh allow? You will be there. What kind of father is that? Who recorded that instance? Yahweh. Golly. And so that this teaching is going to be about seeking, be asking, and be knocking. But the point, not for us necessarily to be receiving, but to see the heart of Jesus Christ or Yehoshua Mashiach and his Father. And you're going to go, man, because I can only imagine putting my mom through what Yehoshua was going to have to put. He didn't put his mom through that, but his mom was going to have to go through that. Can you imagine your mom watching that happen to you? And in the back of your mind, it's only going to last 3 days, I'll be back. Yeah, but 3 days, she's not going to make it, man. Mm-hmm. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. And so in the inconvenience, the wrong time. So Luke chapter 23, verse 38. And I'm gonna digress for just a second. Okay, come here, Mel. Por favor. I've been doing an illustration. How easy it is to validate or disprove what me or my dad or Tim says. And everybody needs to do what this 14-year-old, 15-year-old kid's gonna do. Why? Because you can't help anybody if you can't prove it. You have to have proofs. Otherwise, that's what you believe, that's what I believe. I've had people look at this thing and they go, what in the world? What a weirdo! Everybody knows there's three crosses! Three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Yeah, but there weren't three crosses. There were five. And so, go to www....
Oh, Telios?
No, that's right. BlueLetterBible.com.
Is it 5-4 of the Holy Spirit and the Father?
Oh, a second. I got to stay on point. Okay. BlueLetterBible.com. You can see what's encoded in there. BlueLetterBible.com?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
www.BlueLetterBible.com. Is that what you typed in?
Got it.
Well, I put in blue letter, and then it filled in the blank.
.org?
Oh,
.org.
Okay, .org,
is that
yeah.
The correct? Okay, .org. Okay. All right. Type in Luke 23, verse 38. You can do it on your phone, and then you can show somebody. And sometimes this is actually how you're going to validate that somebody needs your help. Growing up, I knew what I believed, but if I didn't have my dad there, I couldn't help anybody. So I was a closet Christian. My beliefs were closet. I couldn't convince anybody. I'm like, okay, I wasn't evil, but I couldn't witness the show. I'm going to go, there weren't three, there's five. And how easy is it to get somebody's attention? And they go, you're crazy. If I prove it, what would you do? Well, you can't prove it. Well, fine. What if somebody goes, yeah, let's see if you can prove it. Good. Yeah, we can help somebody. Now you're going to go to verse 38. Okay, now you see right here, Luke 23, 38, 39. You're going to be looking for...
39? Oh, both of them?
I'm going to try to walk you through this. Oh, yeah, well, this is. I want to digress for just a second. Okay, no, I won't digress just yet. Okay, verse 39. Do you see an unusual word there? Malefactor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's going to be as a criminal. Push tools. Okay, and then you're going to scroll down, and it's going to show you. If you push tools, you'll see every one of the Greek words. See the numbers. No, go slow. Find malefactor.
Okay.
Malefactor. Touch the numbers. G2557. Okay. What's the kakorogos? What's it sound? How do you pronounce it? Push listen.
Strong's G, 2557.
Strong's G, Kakorgas.
How hard was that?
Kakorgas.
What's the word? Kakorgas. It means a criminal, a malefactor or criminal. Yahweh does not tell us what kind of criminal they were. Tax evasions, liars, whatever. Did they break the Sabbath? We don't know. Now, go to Mark 10:46. So this isn't the teaching, but it's just a good instruction. You have to exercise this, and then you can help people. This is not that's not the Greek word, Pastor. And then all of a sudden, you just do that, and then everybody around you can hear what the word is. You're going to see a word for robber. Okay, see. Okay, did you go there? Seven. Yeah, Mom, you should be doing it too.
Did you say 10:46?
Let me see here. Let's see here. No, I messed that up. Excuse me. I meant Matthew 27:38. That was the next part of the teaching. 27:38. So it's going to look like the same thing. It's going to look like the same account. So, Stephen, Matthew?
Matthew 14:28. 27:38.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Look for the word robbers. Thieves. You see thieves? Okay, it's going to be thieves. Okay, tools. What's the word? The other word was kakorgas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's this word?
Latas.
How do you pronounce it?
Strong's T3027. Lace taste.
Completely different word. Then in the book Gospel of John, it will say they came before the break Christ's legs. They came to one, broke his legs. They came to another, broke his legs. I don't know if that was in John. And then it came to Christ, he's already dead. And it'll say they crucified him two on this and on that side. And then on Gospel of John, they'll add and one. It's not in the text. Why? Somebody added that in the Gospel of John because somebody started the traditions of three. And in the Gospel of John, you get two on this and on that, that's four. Can't have that. So they added the word one. So that's the tradition. But that's not the teaching, but that's not the Greek word. Right? So that's the Blue Letter Bible. You don't have to have the app. So .org, good job, Dad. Okay, so now we're going to turn back to Luke chapter 23:38.
With what?
23:38. Okay. And you can read on I guess if you wanted to go on more about the verse 32, it's going to talk about the evildoers are, it's criminals. In verse 39, it's going to say one of the evildoers is going to defame him, the other one's going to say, remember me. And another interesting thing about this is on verse 38, now there was an inscription also over him, the king of the Christians, this.
Nope.
Here, the king of the Christians.
Nope.
Is that what it says?
No.
No.
No. So the people that crucified him called him the king of the Christians.
No.
What do they call him?
King of the Jews.
Jews? Are you a Jew?
No.
Are you a Jew?
No.
Are you a Jew? I'm not a Jew. You're not going to find Christians in the book of Acts. The Gospels isn't to the Christians. And if you go back to 23:3, and Pilate questioning him, this is Yehoshua, saying, art thou the king of the Christians?
No.
And he answering says, thou sayest, I'm the king of the Christians.
No.
No. The Jews. It's just another good thing. Here lies the king of the Christians. No, that's not it, but that's what people teach. He's not the king of the Christians. He's the king of the Jews. Mm-hmm. What the heck is a Christian?
Sacred secret.
Google it. And Telios Ministries. Now we're going to read the instance here. So, 38 verse, let's see here. Now there was an inscription also over him, the king of the Jews, this. And the one of the suspended evildoers began to defame him. Art not thou the Christ? Save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him. He rebuked him and said, neither fearest thou Yahweh in that thou art in the same judgment. And we, indeed, justly, for things worthy of what we have done, are we duly receiving. But this man nothing amiss hath done. And he went on to say, so he didn't just ask the question, he first stood up for him. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
The guy's going to die too. And he said, and he went on to say, Yehoshua, remember me whensoever thou shalt come into thy kingdom. And he said unto him, verily I say unto you this day, comma, or semicolon, with me shalt thou be in paradise. And the other guy never asked. we think about trying to witnessing to some people. We just convince these people, right? Jonathan Flesch should try to reach out to me again. He is evil. That guy is pure evil. He sent a message to somebody else, Russ Wilkie, Russ, I forgot his name, a guy that Dad and I know, a message said, I got to disagree with you on your Facebook post because the Republicans don't properly represent the LGBT movement. This is a guy that used to teach the word of Yahweh. Now we're going to go, he's evil. But back to this, you're going to say, why didn't the other guy go, hey, let me in too. He doesn't want to go. But anyways, but the point is, here is Yehoshua going, yeah. And Yahweh is like, he's in. Can you imagine that moment? And then I could imagine another Yehoshua going, I got one more. Oh, maybe. I don't think he thought that till afterwards. Like, man, how'd you finish? Oh, man, I got it. You know, anyways. Now turn to, let's see, Matthew 14:28. So, inconvenient favors. Now, like what Stephen said, it was this guy's last chance. Right?
Yeah.
When's your last chance? Milan, you know when Christ is coming back? So when's the last chance you get to ask him something?
Every day.
You don't know. You don't know. When are you going to die? I don't know.
Get right.
Yeah, so we don't know. But here, so that was an inconvenient favor at the wrong time. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. 47. So wait, that's in Matthew.
Matthew 14, what is it?
Matthew 14:28.
Okay. I did skip one. So go to Mark 10:46. Sorry.
Mark 10:46.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it was actually Dad and I were at the office and we're just back and forth a little bit about the word, a little about scriptures, and then sometimes incredible things come out of our mouths. Isn't it neat? And we're like, I just like, I got to be a part of that. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Lord. I was talking to Dad, and all of a sudden I went, that guy asked, you know, talk about asking a favor at the wrong time, and Yehoshua did it, and all of a sudden I was like, I've never thought of that before. I'm like, wow, that's really, and then Dad went right back, and he went, what about blind Bartimaeus? And so that's where we're going to go next. It's page 47. Another good reason is surround yourself with people that want to talk about the Word.
Yeah.
He inhabits conducive environments. Last night, I asked a friend, I said, hey, what's going on? You got anything going on? She was like, what do you mean? I go, there's no Christmas parties. You can't go do anything. You can't go to movies. This is garbage. I want to get dressed up. I want to go do something fun. You want to go out? Like a prom or something? Or a dance or a wedding? Or, yeah. She went, yeah, it would be nice to get dressed up. So she's a stranger. I mean, I don't really know her. So I'll pick you up. I'll buy. I refuse to not have fun. But we went to this really fancy Belle and Me. And she started asking about the Word. And guess what happened to me? Oh, man. I just forgot. I started talking really, really, really loud. And it was just, this and this and this and speaking in tongues and going to Africa. And then all of a sudden she's like, wow. And then she starts telling me it was really, really great. Isn't that neat, though? We got done. And I was like, man, that, what did we do? Oh, we talked about you. Yeah. Not football. Not basketball. Isn't that neat if you get to walk in and somebody's talking about Dad? You remember that time Tim did this or did that? And you walk in, you're like, and that's what I want to be doing for this Christmas. Yeah. Blessing people, but also, what did you do? Would somebody read that 46 through 52?
I will.
Thank you.
And they came unto Jericho, and as he was journeying forth from Jericho and all his disciples and a considerable multitude, the son of Timaeus, blind Bartimaeus, a beggar, was sitting beside the road, and hearing that it was Yehoshua the Nazarene, he began to be crying aloud and saying, O son of David, Yehoshua, have mercy on me. and many were rebuking him that he might hold his peace, but he, so much as the more, was crying aloud, O son of David, have mercy on me. And coming to the stand, Yehoshua said, Call him. And they call the blind man, saying unto him, Take courage, rise, he calleth thee. And he, throwing off his mantle, springing to his feet, came unto Yehoshua, and answering him, Yehoshua said, What desirest thou I should do for thee? And the blind man said unto him, Rabboni, that I may recover sight. And Yehoshua said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath saved thee. And straightway he recovered sight, and was following him in the road.
Wow. Christmas.
You know, how many of you guys got a request on your heart that you've been waiting, working on? Right?
Yeah.
You've been hoping for? Are you willing to cry out loud in public? Like this? Where you're embarrassing everybody around you possibly? Maybe I'm not as desperate as I thought. I'll do this. I might even raise my hand a little bit at church. But to screaming out loud in front of everybody, this guy's the only chance I got! And even as I was watching this, thank you for letting me borrow this, crying out loud. Joshua, the son of Nun, with his own mouth spoke and stopped the sun from moving. Blind Bartimaeus stopped the sun from moving and he stood still. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
You can stop the son of man if you cry out. What kind of son of man is this? He stopped. Gonna go. What do you want? Well, let me think here. I'll give you some new shoes. I don't know. How about my sight? And then he goes, you got it. Gonna go talk about inconvenience, stopping these things. I was thinking about you during AEP, another favor. Now's not a good time. And here he was, blind Bartimaeus, stop the sun. Like, wow. Are you speaking? Are you speaking to things? Sometimes there's a big thing on your heart that you don't even think you need, you don't want to, because it's really, I really don't need the money, or I don't need that, right? But there's still a thought on there or something? What is that? Maybe it's your roommate who lives inside you that wants it. Maybe it's Christ that's inside you that wants you to go to Rome. Or Venice. If he does, okay, well how are we going to get it? Speak! Say the word only! Man! Father, I am ready to receive! And you go, well, how does that even work? Well, hello? And one of my favorite things that I really enjoyed was, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? One of the bank robbers who knocked off the Piggly Wiggly gets saved. I've been saved! I've been dissolved from sin! And he goes, wait a minute. Yeah, he goes, and I got, yeah, even that Piggly Wiggly I knocked off. He goes, you said you didn't do that. Well, I lied. Now forgive him for that too. And they go, how are you going to do this? He goes, I don't know. He didn't know. And that's where our heart should be. What is our Father and our Lord looking for us is that unashamed. Hey, I only got one life with you. You live in there. You'll correct it. How are you going to do it, Stephen? I don't know. But I'm with somebody that does know. And he's great. And he says, the same spirit that raised Lazarus from among the dead is in me.
Hallelujah.
Speak it. And ask, but then here's Christ turning, boom, man, who is this guy? Oh, we're so sorry about this guy. Calm down. Who is this guy? Now I'll turn to Matthew chapter 14.
To what, honey?
Matthew 14.
Thank you.
I think. We'll see.
Wonderful.
So what is your request that's too big? Is it to resurrect somebody? Because resurrecting somebody isn't too big. Is it?
No.
Right? Yahweh took dirt, made Adam and Eve. I woke up this morning and I went to go out and I turned on some teachings and I'm getting ready to go. I had every excuse to not go run. Oh, I don't think I'm supposed to run today. That's right. I better not run today because I woke up late. How convenient. When I wake up late, I can't go run. Man, I'm a mess. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, better not go run today. And then in the back of my mind, Aaron, are you not going to run the same day you're going to teach? I don't have time. I wouldn't be a good student. I'd talk myself out of it. And then as I walked out, I got a visual of a little precious moment. mom made me a little precious moment as a little boy. And Yehoshua watching his dad, he's rolling some, Dad, what are you doing? What? I'm going to make a shepherd who's going to turn into a king. I call him David. There you go. That's cool. Here's David. I mean, you think about, here's Yahweh creating things and moving things. Created dirt. We got the Christmas star out here. How does gravity work? I don't know. You don't need to know. That's our Father. Would somebody please read chapter 14, verse 28.
And making answer, Peter said unto him, Lord, if it is thou, bid me come unto thee upon the waters. And he said, come. And descending from the boat, Peter walked upon the waters and came unto Yehoshua. But seeing the wind, he was affrighted.
And that's good right there. It's just another request. Walking on water, what is that? Yahweh recorded it. You know, Matthew 7:7 says, be seeking, be asking, being knocking. You have desires. You have hungers. You have curiosity. Maybe I would like a new car. Maybe it's a new couch. Maybe it's that. But hey, how cool would it be if Yahweh gave you a new couch? You didn't have to use any money for it. That'd be a neat testimony. Hey, And then what you do is, what are your desires? And it's good to have desires and to go, well, now how are we going to incorporate the special sauce into it? Yahweh and Christ. Be seeking, be asking, be knocking, and then he's going to go, I can use that, I can use that, I can use that. I had to deal with Caden when I was trying to get him to learn something. And he's like, oh, great, my dad, the Nazi, I got 2 days with him, he's going to make me read the word. So you know what I had to do? I got an idea. He's like, what? We're going to the knife store. Why are you going to the knife store? Oh. They start walking around knives and guns. He's like, I need that. I need that. I need that. I'm like, really? You need this right here? Yes, I need that, Dad. Is there anything I can do to get that $20 knife? I'm like, yes, there is something you need. And I'm able to go, you can read these chapters. And so Yahweh does the same thing. Find a need, fill it. James 4, 2b and 3. We don't have to go there. James 4, 2 and 3, so I say B because it's the second part of it. It says, you have not because you don't ask, because you ask not. It's the first part. Now for people who aren't living where they need to be, I'm asking for lots of things. Where's my concubines? Well, James 4, 3 would say, and you have that because the things you ask are... I forgot what it says now. You have that because you ask, and the things you do ask, you ask amiss. It's for the wrong reasons. Oh, you want to be president of the United States, everybody kisses your feet. Not going to work. But is it a good thing? And then we're going to go, this isn't a pep talk about us getting things, but if we were talking about Santa Claus and somebody goes, I don't want to really bother Santa Claus, you know, because, you know, hey, you know, he's a busy guy and stuff like that. What would other kids go? Are you nuts? Yeah. This is the one thing. Get in there. He doesn't care. He just wants to bless you. And then here's Yahweh and Christ going, ask. Wendy, how many years you got left?
A lot.
When's Christ coming back?
I don't know.
How many times you get to ask for some of this stuff? Be seeking, be asking, be knocking. And then as we start thinking about this stuff, Yahweh, our Father, owns the whole galaxy and all of it. He's got Saturn, he's got moons. He's talking about owning real estate. Oh, what does his daughter want? Well, Nana wants a couch. A couch. That's it? Okay. And then he reincorporated. How am I going to use that to bless Yahweh? Well, I'm going to give a testimony. The couch is going to show up. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. I'm going to have this. This brought me back to the Christmas. I got to sit down mom and dad told me I should. There's a little boy at a restaurant in my building. He's 4 years old. When I'm stressed out, I go have lunch with him. He comes and he wipes his boogers all over me. We hang out. We watch dinosaurs. And then I lighten up. I really like kids. Dad and mom recently said, you need to go behind the dinosaur or something like that. I'm like, I don't want to go back there. Didn't have time to hang out with me last time. I did buy the dinosaur. I went. He showed up. Where have you been? He's in his pajamas. He comes out from the back of the... And here's a guy comes out of his pajamas. His mom's like, oh my goodness, please put your shoes on. He's like, where have you been? We sit down. We're talking. And then his mom sat down. And I got to tell him a testimony, a Christmas testimony. I said, you need to take your son to go get you guys presents. Well, it's not about us. It's about the kids. I go, if it's about the kids, then you need to let the kids give. Mm-hmm. So my dad and my mom, or really dad, did it with my son. Yeah, he goes, go get them something and show them the joy of giving, and then he'll get so excited. And she started going, I never thought about that. Then I said, then I started thinking about a funny story. And I said, there was one, 2 weeks before Christmas, Caleb's 7 years old. We're decorating the tree. And then he comes to me and he goes, Dad, why don't we ask Santa Claus to come tonight? My eyes get this big. I'm like, it's not a good idea. Not at all. And he goes, all things are possible, Dad. And I went, it makes a good point. And I go, okay, all things are possible, and you can go to walk on water if you want, but you better be ready to swim. If it doesn't, you don't blame Yahweh. If it doesn't work, whose fault is it? Yours or his? Yahweh's word works, Dad. Oh, I know it works. So I said to him, I go, you go, and I go, if you want this to work, this is between you and him and your heart. You pour your heart out, and I was getting ready to give him a lecture, and the little boy in his tighty-whities drops down to his hands and knees. Yahweh, I will tell everybody, you came early, everybody, and I'm like, we're supposed to get up early in the morning. He calls and he's sleeping in the same bed with me at that time. I'm sitting there going, is he asleep? Are you asleep? He's asleep. Okay, I can get up. I put on my clothes, drive to Walgreens, grab some toys. He'll like this, he'll like this, he'll like this. Put it out, set it out, crawl back into bed, try to go to sleep. Lay for like 3 hours. All I know is I didn't go to sleep, and then he jumped on the Santa came. What? Santa came. Look, I got this. I'm like, oh man, great job, good job of your faith. Some coffee. Santa gave me that. He came back in. Oh, I'm like, yeah, that's great. I'm like, oh man. And then he goes, he must have given you this, and he hands me a brand new bag of guitar strings. I'm looking at what the heck is this. Turn on the light. Guitar strings? What is this? Kate! What? He's playing with Khmer. He's like, oh, he's so irritated. He comes in. I go, what's this? Is this not for me? I don't have a guitar. Brand new guitar strings. It's in the kitchen. No. Could it be? I tell a testimony, and then this girl's listening, and guess what she said? It could be. Absolutely it could be. I still got the same strings on the guitar. All things are possible. And that's a neat testimony, right? Now imagine Yahweh's heart. How willing He is to give to us. Will you use these testimonies to further His glory? To encourage other people? You only got one life to live? Will you guard your heart if it doesn't work and not blame Him? I tried that one time, it didn't work. Really? You ever heard of user error? Okay, guard your heart. And what kind of heart is this guy? Let's see. I guess I was going to go one other place. Yeah, there is. There's one other spot. We'll go. Where is this? Matthew 14? Mm-hmm. We're going to Mark 10. Where's Mark 10? Well, I thought I wrote it down. There's a Canaanite woman. She's... Did you find it?
Is it the lady by the well?
No. This is the Canaanite woman. She is not a Jew. Remember, Jesus Christ, King of the Jews, not of the Christians. She's a non-Jew. And she comes and she says, have mercy on me for my daughter. He ignores her one time. Was this done publicly? Can you imagine... just to ask for something publicly at a church or something, what if Andrew Walmart just walked right by? Yeah. Would you be scarred? Maybe. She didn't stop. She came back with a rebuttal. He goes, I can't go to the Jews. I'm to the last house of Israel. Keeps going. She goes, I can't give the bread to the little dogs. And then the second one, she goes, yeah, but then the little dogs get to eat the crumbs. And he turns around again. He goes, oh woman, great is thy faith. Wow! And then Yahweh records it. And he goes, but she didn't quit. the three different times publicly, the wrong time with the criminal on the cross. Look at Yahushua going to her. Blind Bartimaeus stops Christ, the Son of Man, in the tracks like Yahushua stopped the Son. Stops early. You think he's busy? Can you imagine? I think Donald Trump's busy. He's going, how much time we got, Peter? Time! We don't got time, boss! And then you got the Canaanite woman. Here it is, great is thy faith. And then I want to go back, you know, 1 John 5:14 also, it talks about be seeking, be asking, be knocking. And Yahweh wants to use this as an example. That people, they see us and they go, you glow when you talk about this guy. And Christ is inside other Christians and he'll be inside going, that's true. That's true. They'll be looking at you and they might argue it. They'll walk away. They'll know it. But I wanted to end all of this going back to Yahweh watching his son die on a cross and his son answering a request right before he dies. What kind of heart is that? Really? And here's Yahweh going, give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Holy moly. I'm going to go. And as I consider all that, I think we go into Christmas this year, going, Yahweh, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Christ? What do you want? Is it to be the most joyful person for a week? Is it to read your word? Is it to witness? And you know what? If you just ask that question and your heart's not circumcised and you're not vulnerable, you might not get an answer. But if you're really serious and you really, really, really want to know, and you get down on your knees while you're by yourself or however you prostrate yourself, he'll tell you. But he's waiting on you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not getting an answer. It's because you don't talk to a king like that. Okay, well, that's it. I'll end with a prophecy. Father, we thank you that we can glorify you. That we don't know how often we get to celebrate your life. And the purpose of our life is to live for you. So we thank you for showing us how to not just fulfill your word, but to glow bright, white. We should be the most joyful warriors on the planet. We get things done. And people want to be around us. I thank you, Father, for just revelation on how we're to glorify you in these gifts. And we thank you for Telios Ministries and Dad, all of Dad's work taking these teachings. And for these words, and I thank you, Father, you speak through us through the Holy Spirit for every believer that has Christ inside of them that came at a cost. So even before we hear from you, let's just give a second to go, at what cost do we get to hear audibly from the Creator through Christ? Now is the time for you to take up your identity in me. If you are who I say you are, you will act differently than the way you are behaving. Although you are standing out and doing a good job, are you acting like you are the son or the daughter of the Creator of the universe? People should look at you and they should wonder, who the heck do you think you are? And then in a kind way, you can say, I'm so glad you asked. And as you look at them, they all get to see me inside you. And I'll set many captive people free if you live the life that I've called you to do. Amen.
Hallelujah.